This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with my very dear friend and colleague and doctor, in fact. There's a lot of credibility to Ken Kronhaus with me because I trust him. He's taking care of me and my heart. So, and there, I could put the microphone, Ken, down in my heart. You know, when you put the stethoscope on my heart or anybody's heart or on the lungs and stuff, I wonder if I put my microphone down there, could you actually hear the heart beating?
What do you think? Sounds good.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what do you hear? Let's start with that. What do you, when you put a stethoscope on somebody, you're a cardiologist, so the first place you go is the heart, but you listen to the neck and you listen to the back and stuff, so what are you hearing?
Well, it depends what I'm listening to. When we listen to a heart, what we're predominantly listening for are the opening and closing of the four internal valves inside the heart. And the main part of the heart that we're interested in that causes most of the harm are the coronaries, which we can't examine. They're deep inside, and nothing we can do can we examine. When we listen to the neck, we are hearing the pipe that goes from the heart to the brain, because that, remarkably, is right under the skin of the neck. That's why we should all be very gentle with our necks. When we listen to the back, we're listening to the lungs, and you can hear the air going in and out. But the heart, we're listening to these four one-way valves. And the simplest way to visualize what the valves look like, and this is not true of all of them, but especially, for example, the mitral valve, which separates the left upper and left lower chamber. Remember those flippers on the pinball machines we used to play with when we were younger? You know, my ball would go right down the middle because they don't close all the way. That's very similar to what the mitral valve looks like. Those two flippers, they open to let the blood move forward. They close so it doesn't go back all the way up to normal. There's a mild amount of back movement. Anything more than mild is abnormal. And if there's an obstruction to that valve opening, we hear a whoosh, and we know in the timing of the opening and closing of the valves when we would hear that. And if there's a leak backwards, we hear another sound, and we hear that in the specific timing of the cardiac cycle. And that's what we're listening for. We're listening for the opening and closing properly of the four valves of the heart specifically. We're listening for some other things, but I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. Yeah.
Instructively, I think people need to know. You know, I say all the time, you need to know what's going on in your body. It's your responsibility. So how many of you, I would ask this rhetorically.
Read my note then.
To the question, which note do you want me to read?
No, I'm joking. We give out.
Yeah, no.
These days we prepare a note for everybody on the way out.
Part of the record. And, yeah, electronic records and all that stuff. But I think that in the case of you, I'm thinking when you put the stethoscope on my neck, I know you do the ultrasound as well, but you're listening, and whether you have a good strong pulse and then how your lungs working, breathing, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of things that seem almost circumstantially important, but are they really that important, that tell you a lot that you wouldn't probably pass along if there was anything really irregular?
Well,
then you would, right?
Well, it's like when you bring the car into the mechanic. I mean, you may not want to know about all the computers they're testing, but you want to know what's going on. What's his or her assessment, and what's the plan? And that's the most important part you want to know. What are the findings? What do they think, and what are they going to do? And that's a very good conversation to have.
Yep, it sure is. All right, well, I wanted people to get that overview as we get started on Good Day Health. As is expected, I keep trying to steer us away from having to spend all our time on COVID, but there are always new developments.
You'll lose the audience then.
Well, I think the audience wants to know a little bit more about what's going on medically as you study all of these journals and bring us up to date on other information. But we have, as is usually the case and has been for the past 6-7 months, COVID on top. And if we get to something else, good. If we don't, well, at least you'll know what's going on in the COVID world, including all the conversation this week about vaccinations and people being a little bit scared. The news media is playing up the trials that seem to be failing because people are not reacting well to some of the ingredients, I'm guessing, right? But how else do you know if this stuff is going to work, especially as the president says it's on warp speed. This is Operation Warp Speed.
Well, let me kind of clarify this, put this in perspective, and let me answer all that. Let's talk about an update on the vaccines and then an update on therapeutics. Vaccines are about preventing anybody from getting this horrible virus, and therapeutics are about treating you once you have this horrible virus. And so let's talk first about vaccines. There's four companies to really think about here regarding vaccines. There are many, many vaccines going on. You know, the Russians just approved their second one. The Chinese have one. Let's talk about the ones that we're seriously thinking about going to get.
Neither of those fall into that category.
All right.
Thanks, but no thanks.
All right, so there's four companies to keep your minds on. Pfizer, Moderna in your backyard, Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. They were, as of last week, in the lead in phase three, which is pretty amazing. Phase one and two were done, and they, in these large, or at least 30,000 people, half getting the placebo and half getting the real thing. And we may need to continue this after the break, but what we learned a few weeks ago was that AstraZeneca had somebody who fell ill, and we still don't even, they haven't revealed yet if it was part of the treatment group or the placebo group, but I believe it's the placebo because they did restart the AstraZeneca trial in England, which we were doing collectively in America and England, but we haven't restarted the AstraZeneca trial in America. And then we learned this week that Johnson & Johnson had a problem with theirs. One person fell ill, and we still haven't yet found out whether that person is in the placebo or the treatment group. And when you put 30,000 plus people together in a trial, somebody is bound to get ill, even not related to the vaccine. So it's very, very common in a vaccine development trial that you stop. You have starts and stops. And what's been amazing is in these four trials, these were the first two in either of them, but it's not uncommon. It doesn't necessarily mean that the vaccine's over, it's done with. And when you put 30,000+ people together, somebody's going to get ill. And you then have to investigate and see what's going on.
And then maybe move ahead. Hold on a second. I want to get to a couple of the items, the guidance the FDA has issued as well on these vaccines and vaccination approval. In the meantime, nearly 60% of Americans getting a surprise medical bill for care they thought was covered by their health insurance. How the heck can that be? Well, we'll find out from Andy Solomon. Maybe he'll help you understand about these surprise medical bills.
Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprisebills.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With many of us working and schooling from home, it's more important than ever to have a functional and comfortable setup. And that's the idea behind LG's UltraFine Ergo HD monitor. LG's Adam Belzicki has the details.
Yeah, absolutely. What we've done with the UltraFine Ergo is we've taken one of our ultra high definition 4K displays, and instead of putting it on a traditional stand that sits on the desk, we've mounted it to an arm that has a clamp that clamps directly to the desktop. And what that enables you to do is move the monitor in any direction you wish. It's fully customizable to you. And I think for me what's also great is it has USB Type-C on it. So when I put my notebook down, it's one cable to plug in to power the monitor, and it also charges my notebook.
Find out more at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Moving back into the zone here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology's clinic down in Mardura, Florida, and near Orlando. Lots of people from that area, from central Florida, all over the southeast, all over the country, in fact, come to visit with Ken. And now with telemedicine, you can do it that much easier. So if you'd like to have a connection, you listen to Ken every week. Some of you may be new. A couple of new stations on board this week to Good Day Health. Check out his office, and the number there is 352-735-1400 for maybe a telemedical checkup. It's a good way. Maybe I think the first time you got to go to the office, but then after that, it's an easy way. I did it actually. I had a physical this weekend, and I talked to the doctor on the phone first before I went into the office. He asked me the generic questions that go with every physical, and then he actually did the exam. Yes, including the prostate exam. Can't do a prostate exam with telemedical connection. Ken is a great resource. 352-735-1400. All right, meanwhile, back to the vaccinations. The FDA, we were talking about this last week, issued new guidance on vaccine approval. Does that bring more people to the party or less? Fewer people, Ken.
Let me go on with what I was talking about prior, yeah, about the vaccines. So four companies to think about, to keep your eye on: Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson both have had their trials stopped, and I think it's probably temporary. And again, it's not unheard of in a vaccine development trial to start and stop, because when you have at least, when you get to phase three, you're dealing with at least 30,000 people in the trial, and somebody's going to get ill. And then you have to go and figure out, was it or was it not related to the vaccine? And that's where AstraZeneca is an English company, and they were doing it in cooperation both in America and in England, and they've restarted in Europe, and they have yet to restart in America. We don't know what's holding them up. And then Johnson & Johnson just in the last week had somebody fall ill from their vaccine, and they have not yet announced whether it was somebody in the placebo or in the actual real group fell ill. And we're still waiting to hear when they're going to restart. And then, and the interesting thing is Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca use the same kind of technology for their vaccine, the traditional type of technology that's been used for viral vaccines in the past, whereas the other two companies, Moderna and Pfizer, are using this brand new technology called mRNA, which is really neat.
Let's describe that in a moment as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos, lots of information on these vaccinations, giving you hope, hopefully not false hope. There are some people who wanted this in a political way, I suppose, to get sorted out before the election. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. And maybe before the end of the year might have something. But most people are saying, Ken, that it might be late winter or early spring. Before it's a psychological thing. I mean, I saw a poll of people. You want to have a COVID shot or not? About 50% said, "Yeah."
Let me keep going on here because there's so much nonsense in politics. And let me do it without the politics. So there's two remaining companies that we were talking about of the four who are leading this race to get a safe and effective vaccine: Moderna and Pfizer. The interesting thing about those two, and they haven't yet had any issues with their trial, they're continuing, is that they're using this new technology called mRNA, where instead of the vaccine directly injecting protein as the antibodies, they inject the messenger RNA, and then the body produces it. This is what was effectively used against Ebola. It's very exciting new technology, and I am predicting that Pfizer or Moderna are going to be the first ones that get their approvals as it looks right now. And usually, both of these companies, especially Pfizer, seems to be a little bit more in the lead, although, probably they're not letting us know what's going on moment to moment, but that's the way it's sounding. Pfizer announced that by the end of October, they're going to ask for an emergency use authorization from the FDA, and Moderna is right behind them. And what got people a little bit surprised was that in the usual travel to get approval, they would have been, these two companies probably would have gotten their approvals by the end of the year if things continued on. But the FDA, about a week ago, added an extra 2 months of observation on the end, which had not been used in drug development trials for vaccines in the past, which puts it past the election. And that's what got people riled, thinking that this extra 2 months post analysis was added politically. But it was by the FDA. And so we now know that the answer is not going to be before the election, but it's going to be closer to the end of the year. And I think by the end of the year, we're going to have one of these vaccines available for use. And by first quarter next year, anyone who wants one's going to have one. And let me just reassure you that you should be more afraid of the virus than the vaccine. Because if one of these vaccines, and I think more than one will, gets through these safety monitors at the FDA, it's going to be okay. And these safety monitors, I've worked with them on research studies, are amazing people. Politics doesn't affect them. They are laser beam concentrated on the product. They get all their Benny points when they find something wrong and get rid of it. So let's watch it. Let's be reassured, and let's see what the safety monitors and what the actual data comes up with. And let's be more afraid of the virus than of the vaccine.
Well, and even now, we don't have to be as afraid of the virus. I don't think more and more you see the numbers. It's worse in Europe now than it is here. The numbers are going down significantly in most areas of the country, except where you are in Florida. It's still a little iffy in a couple of other states. But generally
speaking,
it's
better than it has been.
And let's face it, the disease is not as serious as it was at first. Not as many people, by any stretch of the imagination, are dying. Are they people getting sick? Yep. They need attention? Yep. Are people going to die? Yep. But certainly not in the numbers that had been the case heretofore. So I think you can take away some good, hopeful thoughts. And as Ken suggested, the vaccine ought to be ready by the end of the year. More on some therapeutical ways of looking at COVID in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryde. Twitter had a major outage on Thursday. A note on the company's status website showed that Twitter was investigating an irregularity with its application programming interface, or API. Some service returned at 7 p.m. Eastern after being down for more than an hour. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden may be in some hot water. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
After the Kansas City Chiefs fell to the Las Vegas Raiders in Week 5 of the NFL, the guys in red dropped in their power rankings for Week 6. CBS Sports' Pete Prisco breaks down the rankings as the Green Bay Packers are now the new number one.
You can see how comfortable Aaron Rodgers is in that offense. The other side of the ball needs to play better. I think they need to pick it up on that side a little bit, but so does everybody else who's in the top four or five. The defenses aren't very good so far in the league this year, so go out and outscore them, and that's what the Packers are doing. Yeah, everybody who mocked me, they're not mocking me right now.
Can you believe the Cleveland Browns are averaging 38 points a game? Not bad for a run first team. A Portuguese soccer player tests positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more.
Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for coronavirus, the Portuguese Football Federation said in a statement Tuesday. They say he's well, without symptoms, and in isolation. The 35-year-old forward played for Portugal against France in the Nations League on Sunday and against Spain in a friendly last week, and will now miss his country's next Nations League fixture against Sweden, which is set for Wednesday. The Portuguese Football Federation said all other players so far have returned a negative test as of Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Ronaldo is the captain of the Portuguese national team. NASCAR is heading to Kansas Speedway this weekend. The Hollywood Casino 400 starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Gronaz with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health, the therapeutical side of COVID. As I said, there are a lot of other things going on, but it's just so hard because there's so much information. And we're not getting, it's not like Ken was talking to a bunch of doctors. He's talking to people who need to know how all this stuff. You need peace of mind. You can be a lot healthier if your mind is in a good place. If your mind is in a fretful place, if you're under stress, the mind, body, spirit, mind, body connection will knock you on your butt. So think that you're not going to get it. enhance your immune system, be ready for a vaccine, live with the masks and personal distancing, and I think that you'll probably be a whole lot better off. All right. So therapeutically, what's new this week in the treatment for those who do have it, Ken?
Yes. Treating, once you have the virus, there's three groups of medicines to think about. The most exciting are the so-called monoclonals. This was the new drug that the president was given that turned him around remarkably. This is where you're actually given what your immune system hopefully will eventually make, but you're given it early. These are actual antibodies that selectively take out the virus, the so-called monoclonals. Regeneron was the one from Regeneron, the one that the president got. Eli Lilly also has a product, and remarkably it was announced this week that that trial was stopped, but it wasn't stopped because the drug is bad. It was stopped because their facility was dirty, which was so surprising.
Good God.
Yeah, exactly. So the FDA monitors who you want reassurance. That's how careful they are. They are amazing, the safety monitors at the FDA. So they constantly evaluating not only the product, but the manufacturing facility. They weren't happy with the cleanliness, basically, and they stopped it until Eli Lilly cleaned things up in the manufacturing area. Was not a problem with the drug itself, which actually put Regeneron's product ahead in terms of the development process. I predict that they're going to get an emergency use authorization very shortly. The other two classes of drugs, exciting in the therapeutics, once you have it, dexamethasone, this is an old-fashioned, very cheap steroid that has been actually shown to save lives, especially in people who are significantly ill. It tamps down the immune system, and it's at approximately day 7 to 10, which a small, fortunately small, subgroup of people who get this virus, the so-called severe COVID-19, this is where the immune system overwhelms the body from head to toe and often causes clotting from head to toe, and this is a horrible cause of death, and the dexamethasone tends to help and avoid that. And then the third class is the so-called remdesivir from Gilead Sciences. This has been shown to go after viruses, not only COVID-19, but stop the replication, and this group of three working at different ends of the disease. This is the cocktail, the grouping that the president got, and it seems to be remarkably effective, and it's in further trial.
All right, so there you go. Update on vaccinations and therapeutics and stuff. Now, the next item here from your research focuses on patients that produce high-quality antibodies. There was something I saw this week about somebody, the first person who reportedly got it over again.
Correct.
That goes back, flies in the face of some of the info that we had earlier on, that once you get this, it'll, you know, you won't get it again. Can we use, there was also a focus on blood and platelets or something you could use from somebody who.
Okay.
So what's the story here?
You're mixing up a lot of threads.
I could
here.
Be?
Okay.
Yes.
So first of all, in medicine, there are outliers. Everybody doesn't go by exactly how you're supposed to. And when you're dealing with hundreds of millions of people, there's going to be somebody who falls out of the way most of us are responding to illness, and we call these outliers. And there was a reported outlier, and boy, the press just amplified this when the first
of
young
course,
person...
Of course, anything negative, let's beat the drum for anything negative. Yep.
Here was an example. But the first gentleman, the first person in their 20s who got reinfected and had a recurrence, and the interesting thing is they actually found that the DNA of the virus was different, so there was a mutation of the virus that this person had had the illness twice. This is extremely rare, and this is a real outlier, but it was reported. But the key is that there was a report this week in the medical journal Immunity that we are seeing that antibodies, once you're exposed to the virus, are lasting up to 7 months. This is as long as they could follow. Remember, folks, this is basically a new illness, but they're reporting antibodies
present up to 7 months. And this is very encouraging because initially we were thinking that the antibodies only lasted about 3 months once you were exposed, so you don't have long-term immunity. And this is an area that's actively being studied. Remember, you get a test for the antigen to find out if you have the illness, and then you get a blood test for the antibody to find out if you've been exposed in the past. So now we're studying the antibody in you. Have you been exposed in the past? And the body's own immune system makes antibodies, and it's being seen at least 7 months later. This is an area we're going to continue learning about, but it is hope that there's long-term immunity that's produced. But stay tuned as we understand this better.
All right. Next item, what about my niece just had a newborn, had a wonderful time delivering her first baby the other day, and I was thinking, I wonder about, and her mother, my sister and I were talking about this, whether there's a risk, and I see there's a study about that this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Ken.
Well, this is the pediatrics version. This is very good news, and what we've learned is that if mom gets the virus, the COVID-19, while pregnant, there's very extremely low likelihood that this will be passed on to the infant. So moms, be rest assured, this is good news. You're most likely not going to pass it on.
All right. Now, the risk, people are worried about those who have asthma and related items that are associated with the COPD, and I ask Ken about allergies and that sort of thing in a moment as we continue here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word from Mike Lindell, who is the fella most people around the country know who created a new way to sleep. My Pillow is his company. He created all kinds of fabulous things. One of his one of the newer creations, actually, the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look good. They feel good. Everybody deserves, Ken tells you, needs 7 or 8 hours of really good sleep. And this is a way to get that critical, very important sleep. Get a good set of sheets, Giza sheets. The Giza cotton comes from Egypt, ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. As you don't like them, you send them back or throw them away, do whatever you want, you get your money back. First night, though, you jump into bed with the Giza sheets, you're not going to want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets, take it from me. I'm in them every night. I love them. I got blue ones, green ones, white ones, got all kinds of colors. And now, if you use the code DJV, this is the offer. You got a BOGO, 2 for the price of 1. Yep, complete set of sheets, 2 of them for the price of 1. When you go to MyPillow.com, though, check out, use the promo code DJV. Or if it's easier for you to call, help yourself, 800-716-5989. This ought to be a way of getting you excited. You can buy one set, get another set to give to somebody for Christmas. What's wrong with that? Not too early to be thinking that through. 800-716-5989 if you prefer, or go online to MyPillow, get the BOGO deal on the Giza Dream Sheets by using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken's version of it. You can check out the podcast every week, which has a lot of the same information, or attitudinally we're a little bit faster, but there's a lot of great information every week, and the listenership is showing people's interested in it, going up by thousands every month at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so we are talking about asthma, or I had suggested that you had some more information about allergies that are caused by asthma and what happens with COVID.
Well, there's a particular type of asthma. There are multiple types, but a common type is allergic asthma, and those who have it know it. And there's a lot of talk about risk factors for severe COVID-19. The good news is a recent study showed that those who have the allergic version of asthma are not at increased risk for getting severe COVID-19. Good news.
All right, that is good news. I did see something about people who are in the hospital with COVID having neurological symptoms as well. I wonder, looking into that, headaches, dizziness, that kind of stuff, altered brain function, is it permanent or is it just in sync with having the problem, the overall COVID problem?
It depends how severe the COVID-19 is. And in severe COVID-19, you can get strokes because this incredible wallop of the immune system that occurs about 7 to 10 days out in this subgroup of people who have severe COVID-19, there's clotting from head to toe, and one of the places is in the pipe to the brain. So you can get strokes from severe COVID-19.
Wow. All right, so, and there's no way, how do you avoid it? I mean, you only avoid it by not having the COVID to begin with, right?
Masks, social distancing, keeping your hands clean and off your face, and just staying healthy, getting down to ideal body weight, getting the blood pressure under control, getting enough sleep, eating a healthy diet, getting exercise. All the things we talk about for heart health lowers dramatically your risk of getting severe COVID-19.
Wow. All right. Let's branch off into a couple of other areas here. This is sort of a drug focus. First of all, pot users, when they are having surgery, what happens? What's the research show that they need using pot brings you to what point?
New information from the American Society of Anesthesiologists meeting this week that if you use pot, you're going to need more anesthesia during your surgery, and you're going to probably need more painkillers after your surgery. So if you're a user, you need to let the doctor know you're a user so they don't have trouble with your anesthesia before, during, and after surgery.
So what is there about it? Is it the THC? What is there about pot, cannabis, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, that makes this necessary?
Well, the mechanism is scheduled to be figured out in future research, but it's clear that THC has effects on the brain, and this is the way it is. And it looks like it has long-term effects on the brain, because this is an effect we see when you go under.
One of the things that I find interesting also in a related story, cocaine overdose deaths are up dramatically. Is that because of the state of the world, do you think?
I think it's the state of what's happened with COVID-19, all this unexpected problems. The treatment of people, of locking people down, in many ways is worse than the real problem. This is why we need to lock down the people at risk for severe COVID-19 and let everyone else get back to their lives. They're not getting their health checked. Suicides, alcohol use, drug use are all dramatically increasing.
All right, continuing on with questions for Dr. Ken right after these words here on the weekly Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Questions for Dr. Ken. I've heard that menopause and whether women, is it later in life or does it make a difference? The circumstances, sometimes women, you know, we all know women, Ken, who have an easy time with menopause and others who have a tough time. So what is the research suggesting may happen in the future to women who have a tough time in menopause?
Regarding
the whether or not their, is it their heart suffers stress. Apparently, menopause could lead to heart issues in women.
Those who have rougher menopauses seem to later on have rougher times with their heart. So it's just something to stay aware of and to bring to the attention of the doctor.
Yeah. All right. So here's another one that I saw, and I think maybe you and I may have visited on this. Somebody wanted to know about having children at an older age and whether or not it makes for better chances. I was talking about my niece having a baby, her first child. She's 37 or 38. She lost a child when she was pregnant, and so they've been very careful here. But because she was having trouble, or first of all, conceiving, it took longer. But is she better off Now that she's had the baby, will she live longer? Apparently, that seems to be what the crystal ball shows anyway.
Well, it seems like when the female's body's reproductive organs are used, that it does create a woman whose overall body will do better long term. And it seems like when the reproductive organs are used at a younger age, they do even a little better. We're talking about younger age, you know, in the early 20s to late 20s. And it seems like that's when women were put together to be most optimally effective at doing it. It doesn't. Fortunately, though, women have many options today, and they can, with a little bit of assistance, they can go much longer, and this creates wonderful new options for everybody. So, yes, there are optimal ways if you're looking for your long-term health, but life is not perfect, and people have unpredictable doors at one point, and it's nice having some other options.
Yeah, it really is kind of. All right, here's a question that was sort of suggested by one of the things we talked about in the Good Day Health program, the brain and Alzheimer's. Yet another bit of research suggests that there's, if you have too much sugar in your system, so I guess the question is, what constitutes too much sugar in your system, so much so that it would contribute to Alzheimer's? How do we, what are the markers, I guess is the question.
Well, we're talking about unnatural sugar. You know, the sugar
fructose, fruit sugar, or versus...
Right. The sugar that is naturally in fruit, don't fear. But it's the, you know, it's that white table sugar that you pour all over your food, or that you're going to get from too much bakery goods, or too much sweets and candy. That's the sugar. The bottom line is, you know how to eat healthy. That's what's going to lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. Eating a healthy diet, the Mediterranean diet. Yes, you can have some treats, and just. Watching the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, the weight, all the things we harp about to keep your heart healthy is going to lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease.
So the focus may be then on high fructose corn syrup along with
the
white
danger.
Sugar. But I was earlier thinking, I read this myself, and I thought, oh, shoot, I have to get off of all the fruit because I eat a lot of fruit. You're suggesting I eat a lot of grapes and berries and oranges and kiwi and things like that. So you're saying don't worry about that because that sugar isn't going to hurt you the way the glucose, which is that.
It's all calories, and you can overdo anything. But in terms of being concerned about sugar, the natural sugar in fruit for most of us is going to be fine. It's the sugar that's not naturally in food that's added. That's the one we're talking about. The one that's added to the white flour and the bakery goods, the candy, that's what you have to be concerned about.
Right. And sometimes, I guess, apparently if the sugar levels stay up for hours at a time, the brain starts overproducing things, and that maybe contributes to the Alzheimer's.
And it's the white flour that increases the blood sugar.
But it's
the sugar, the cane sugar, that you want to make a treat.
Carbs, the things that are in breads and pasta and that kind of stuff. All right, I think that answers that question well. Answers to your questions, Dr. Ken answers your questions here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances.
call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.